Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today we're talking about a little indie budget film out of Hollywood, and it's called Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Episode 7. I haven't seen all the previous episodes, but it's really not necessary to have seen them to know what's going on. It's basically good versus evil.
And if you're a fan, you'll be in nostalgia heaven because this movie really does reflect and keeps the tone of the original Star Wars film. As a matter of fact, I think if you took a template and laid one film right over the other, you'd notice that they match pretty close, beat for beat.
Well, it's a cliffhanger after a cliffhanger. And what I thought was interesting is that they had a woman in the role that Han Solo played. She was every bit as good as he had been, I thought. And that's kind of good for the viewers because there's all this talk currently about women being in the military.
And, you know, it's a very diverse universe, more so than it was originally, because we do have also an African-American in one of the lead roles. But, you know, the thing is, it delivers exactly what you expect and is much more in keeping of the tone of the original trilogy rather than the mishandled prequels.
I agree with you, and I had to walk out of some of the prequels because they were just, I couldn't even keep up with it. But this one, I think if you're a hardcore Star Wars fan, you have to see it, and it's especially good in 3D.
Yeah, I think J.J. Abrams, who revived the Star Trek franchise, did a very commendable job in reviving this franchise as well, because as he did with Star Trek, he made it very true to the feel of the original.
Yes, and you know, the one disappointment for me is that I missed Darth Vader. I mean, no villain can outdo him.
But it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah, oh yes.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.